Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the MOB community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. And man, it's a great deal of fun. Great to be with you this week. Hope you're stoked about starting a new week. Hope you're ready to kick ass, take names, and get out there and get after it. Last Thursday, I left you going into the weekend to think about a few things. I talked about some of the reasons we stumble, some of the reasons why we stagnate and stall out in our dreams. But I got to thinking about it. I was like, you know, we talk about a lot of these things, and, you know, I try to give you things to chew on over the weekend, but I didn't really give you much to act on. It's one thing to think. It's another thing to take action on. So today, I want to talk about five things that stall out your success and ways to get out of it. And I'm going to kind of go back to what I talked about Thursday. So if you joined me last week, you'll probably remember a few of the points that I made. The fact of the matter is that we as entrepreneurs, we can be our absolute own worst enemy. We don't need naysayers and doubters to knock us down. We don't need competitors to outbid us or outperform us. We don't need people to tell us that we're soft, slow, whatever. We do that to ourselves. We obsess over the wrong stuff. We get in our own way with respect to our own progress. We learn, but sometimes we don't implement, and we act without thinking. So I want to give you some things you can act on so you're not acting on impulse, so that you're not acting on, you know, just some sort of knee-jerk reaction, something that you can start to develop as an instinct, which is based on your intellect. It's based on your intuition, the ability to take action with confidence, but also to know how you can get past some of those big things that stall our success. If you remember last week, I talked about five things. Well, I actually talked about quite a few things, but I'm going to narrow it down to five things. The five things that I see, the five big ones that really stall our success as entrepreneurs. Now, this can apply outside of business. It can totally apply to other things, but I'm just focused on business this morning. The first one is confusion about where to begin. Now, I've said this before. It is easy to start. Anybody can start. It's the follow-through. Maybe I'll talk more about that this week. Following through is a big deal, but what happens if the start is difficult? What happens if you don't know where to begin? Well, look, here's the deal. If you don't know where to begin, you got to first and foremost get connected to your why. I've said this before. If you know your values, your vision, your mission, and your why, you are unstoppable. Those four knowledge pieces, those are kind of the pillars of greatness. They will keep you moving through all of the stuff. If you say to yourself, I don't even know where to begin, then go back to your why. Why are you doing this business in the first place? All of a sudden, it takes away some of that cloud of confusion because we create the cloud of confusion for ourselves. We don't want to do the work. We don't want to take the action. We don't want to, whatever, you know, stumble and fail. But if we get clear on our why, all of a sudden we remember, hey, it's time to get back to work. It's one of the great focus tools that you'll ever learn. If you do some research and then get going, then that's what sometimes all you need is that 20 seconds of courage to take the action. Remember, you don't have to be great to get started, but you've got to get started in order to be great. It's very important to remember that. Taking that first bold action will sometimes dislodge a lot of that fear, that trepidation, that lack of belief. And here's the cool part. If you're confused about where to begin, do what you know you can do. Do the one thing you know you can do. It's not surfing Facebook or Instagram. It's giving value. It's caring about other people. It's sharing what level of experience you've had to this point. Maybe your experience has been, hey, listen, I was confused. I didn't know where to begin, and I finally found an answer. The simple fact is, by telling that story, it instills confidence in other people who are stuck, who are stagnated, who are stalling out. One thing that I will tell you in all my experience of working with entrepreneurs is I've coached them through the different stages of their business success. When they stagnate, it's oftentimes due to confusion, but it's also due to fear. They simply don't believe in themselves in that moment. Doesn't mean they don't believe in themselves at all, right? We all go through moments where we really, truly are just like on fire. Because I got news for you. Confidence is situational. Belief is something that can be it can be timeless. If you could develop real, true belief, then it will power you through those times when your confidence isn't exactly high. If you believe in yourself, you say, I know I'm capable of this, then in those moments when you stumble, in those moments when you're in a slump and your confidence starts to dip, you go back to your belief and say, I know that I can do this and here's my why. Next is to think that we have to have all of this figured out. Like we have to fill a certain role. Like we have to be the king or we have to be the queen or we have to be the know-it-all. You don't have a certain role in life, my friends. Don't base things off your past. Don't say, listen, you know, in the past, I've been very experienced. I knew what I was doing in my previous job or my previous profession or my previous career, but now I don't know. You don't have to be the person that has all the answers all the time. Just because you did in the past doesn't mean you have to have it now. Maybe in the past, you weren't sure, if you could do it, and then you got past that sense of, I'm not sure if I can do it. Well, you could do that here, too, with your business. The question is, what is your future, the future you want to build? This comes from not being clear on your vision, by the way. If you ever ask yourself the question, what is it I want for my future, and you can't quite answer that, then ask yourself, what's your vision, what's your mission, what's your why? Get clear on what your values are and live in accordance with that. We always hear these people talking about dreaming big. Dreaming big is great, but it means nothing if you don't act. You got to take the action as if it's a foregone conclusion that you're going to succeed. You see, that's the big challenge. A lot of people take steps and they take action as if they're going to fail. It's a foregone conclusion that it's not going to work out because that's where their brain is. That's where their focus is. But if we look back and we think to ourselves, you know, I'm not really built to be an entrepreneur, I'm not business-minded, and we think that we're going to fill some role or we don't fill some role, then all of a sudden we start thinking and believing in that way and we start acting that way as well. We set ourselves up to stumble and fail. The thing that will really stall your success is to think that you don't that you have to fill a certain role, to believe that you can't learn to become great. That you can't become awesome at business or numbers or sales or taking care of people, leading people. You can, but you got to believe that you can fulfill that role. And to think that you cannot is the self-limiting belief that kills great people. Last week I talked about having a ceiling. It's one of the great stallers of success. One of the great killers of success is to think we've hit a ceiling on our income, our status, our health, our age. We start thinking, look, I'm too old. I don't have the time. I'm out of shape. I'm not the right gender. I'm not the right whatever. We start putting those barriers on ourselves, those limits on ourselves. There is no ceiling unless you choose there to be a ceiling, even if somebody else tells you there's a ceiling. Well, nobody your age has ever done it. Nobody's ever done that. That's a great idea, but the market's not ready for it. Don't allow somebody else to put a ceiling on you as well. Here's the question I want you to ask yourself. Where do you want to go? How high, how fast, and how far do you want to fly? That's the only question you have to answer. Don't worry what somebody else tells you is possible. And if you ask yourself, well, listen, I just want to have a little bit of success. I don't want to ask much. Ask yourself why that is. Is it because you don't want to step on toes? You don't want to offend people with your success? That's their problem, not yours. Understand this. The only barriers we have in life are the ones we accept. Sometimes they're ones that people put in front of us. The Navy turned me down 6 times. Can you imagine if on that 6th time they said, JT, no way, that I just said, screw it, I'm not going to go be a pilot. I wanted to be a pilot worse than anything. It wasn't a goal. It wasn't a dream. It was my friggin' mission. And because I accomplished the mission, because I refused to take no for an answer from the U.S. Navy, they were telling me no. And I said, that's not going to happen. I'm going to go off to flight school. I'm going to become an officer. I'm going to become a pilot, and I'm going to do what I came here to do. If I hadn't have fulfilled that mission, there's a high probability I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. So what mission are you deferring or saying no to because somebody has put that ceiling in front of you? What would you have to do to go just one notch higher in what you're doing right now? Because one notch higher may be the shattering of the ceiling. That might be the one thing that crushes the ceiling and gets you moving past the limitations that you're at right now. Just one notch. You don't have to go up into the stratosphere. You just have to go one notch higher. And once you go to that notch, you go to the next notch, and the next notch, and the next notch. And pretty soon you find yourself in a place that you never dreamed you could be, but you did it one step at a time. Now, that takes discipline. It takes follow-through. It also takes courage to be able to take that first step. Last week, I also talked about the fear of losing what you have built. I got to tell you something, my friends. It's going to happen. There are going to be times where you have a certain margin of success, right? You're going to set a personal record. You're going to hit a certain sales record. You're going to hit a certain income record. You're going to think, man, this is awesome. But here's the thing. It's not a set it and forget it. You don't stay there. Sometimes you're going to dip. It's called business. It's called life. It's called reality. The question is, what do you do? Because if we're afraid of losing what we've built, then we will absolutely lose it. It is a foregone conclusion at that point. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. However, if we come from a very basic, primal, and irrational place of fear, we can also come from a very solid place of strength. We can say to ourselves, I'm not going to choose fear. I'm not going to think like a caveman or a cavewoman. I'm going to think like a pro. I'm going to think like a champion. Question is, if you did it once, couldn't you do it again? Of course you could. I said this last week. If you build something and all of a sudden you start to dip, you start to drop, you obviously knew what you were doing the first time. So go do it again. Improve, refine. Maybe you do it bigger. Maybe you do it faster. Maybe you do it more efficiently. And wouldn't that be pretty exciting? The key to life, the key to success in anything, especially in business, is to be vigilant, to be courageous, to be audacious. When we're vigilant, our head is on a swivel. We're constantly looking for the threat. We're never saying to ourselves, I'm on cruise control, I'm on autopilot, everything is hunky-dory. Because the minute we go there, that's when we get knocked off the horse. We always have our head on a swivel, not from a place of fear, okay? Not from a place of lack, not from a place of scarcity, not from a place of being completely absorbed with this sense of schizophrenic fear. No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about paranoia. We're talking about being responsible, about being constantly aware of our surroundings and saying, hey, what's the next step I need to take in my business? What are the possible setbacks and challenges I might experience, and how can I pivot around those? It means being brave enough to take the action, even in the face of fear or in the face of incomplete information, and being audacious enough to say, this is mine, and I will fight to defend it no matter what. That's what it takes to be successful in business. The fifth thing that stalls success is a lack of belief. I mentioned this last week too. I got to tell you, it's a slow and steady process. A slow and steady process of these things to stall you out, but a lack of belief is one that will absolutely wrap its icy fingers around your neck and squeeze the air right out of your life. Why is it so easy for us to believe that we can't do something? Why is it so easy for us to believe that it's not going to work? Why is it so easy to believe negative press? Why is it so easy to believe when somebody posts some negative crap online, we go, oh, well, there you go. But when somebody posts something positive, when somebody says, hey, this is possible, we think to ourselves, oh, come on, they're blowing it out of proportion. We get skeptical. Why is that? What if just once you had a wholehearted belief in yourself? It doesn't matter what that person did or didn't do. It doesn't matter what that person claims. It doesn't matter what anybody says, really. It matters what you believe. Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. He was told it would never be done. And if he had continued to listen to those people, his belief system would have said, it cannot be done. And then he did it. And then after he did it, loads and loads of people started doing it within weeks. All of a sudden, you hear about people breaking the 4-minute mile. Why? Because the belief window, the belief barrier was shattered. That glass ceiling that we had created for ourselves that humans can't run a 4-minute mile was crushed because one man went out and did it. A lack of belief will kill just about any dream. But if you stay true to your vision, if you stay connected to your why, and you go out and build your dream, then it doesn't matter what other people do. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what facts and figures they want to put in front of your face to try to keep you safe, to keep you stuck. You'll break through that barrier too, and you'll shatter it with your actions. You'll shatter it with what you do, what you bring to the world, not what other people are paying lip service to. When it comes to your biggest goals and your most audacious dreams, my friend, believe you can do it. Trust yourself to follow through and make it happen, and it will happen. Or you can choose the other side. You can stay safe and cozy in the world that you're in now, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's pointing it out to make it wrong or make you wrong. But the question is, if you want something big, if you want something great, if you want something that you've created, something that you've designed in your mind first, and you want to build that into reality, then don't allow the confusion of where to begin to hold you back. Don't think that you have to fill a certain role. Don't think that you've hit some kind of a ceiling. Don't fear of losing what you might build. And whatever you do, don't lack the belief in yourself or the lack in your dream, because those five things will kill a dream faster than anything else, faster than any natural disaster, faster than any economic collapse, faster than any kind of a disease or pestilence. Anything that could possibly knock a person out of life will not be as powerful as their lack of belief and their willingness to buy into somebody else's belief-limiting systems. Believe in yourself. Go out there and make it happen today and every single day. And remember this. Listen, I want you to listen to this one last thing. Don't prove it to me. Don't prove it to them. Don't prove it to anybody. Prove it to yourself. Prove it to yourself for the sake of living in accordance with who you are and what you're here to build. And that, my friends, will be one of the greatest victories you ever realize in your entire life, your business, and it will be worth it. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the MOB Daily Power-Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.